Why are you here, Investigator Palmer? Palmer takes a sip of coffee, staring at the mutilated potatoes under Ted's chin.
I was hungry.
No, I mean, why are you here in Salt Lake? Ted tosses the soggy mess into his mouth.
I'm looking for a killer, Mr. Bundy.
Ted talks with his mouth full, red paste leaking down the sides of his mouth.
Weren't you just hunting down a serial killer in Seattle?
Palmer nods and continues to eat.
I didn't see where you caught him.
Ted wipes the sides of his mouth before licking his finger clean.
What happened? These things take time. It's like becoming a lawyer. It can take years, especially when you're juggling work and other hobbies. Isn't that right, Mr. Bundy?
The smile that's been with Ted since Palmer sat down fades.
So, you have any leads on the killer in Seattle, or the one here?
Finished eating, Palmer raises his eyebrows to the table and grips his fist.
As it turns out, we're tracking a pretty good lead right now.
You got a suspect?
We might. Here or in Seattle? Not sure. Maybe both.
Well, I hope you catch him soon, before someone starts thinking it's me with all the attention I'm getting from the police.
Why would you say that, Mr. Bundy?
A guy named Ted driving a light-colored Beetle?
I watched the news.
Ted tosses his napkin onto his plate, rests back in his seat.
Can I get another cigarette, please?
No, sir. I don't think so. They'll kill you, you know.
Palmer taps one out for himself. Ted jerks forward.
Is that supposed to be some kind of sick joke?
Palmer looks at his cigarette and smiles. He knows Ted's right where he wants him.
The harmful effects of smoking are no joke, Mr. Bundy. Just read the Surgeon General's warning on the pack here.
Ted, red-faced, waves off Palmer's mockery.
What do you want, Palmer?
Watching the fiery red creep from the corners of Ted's eyes, Palmer strikes a match.
At this point, nothing at all.
You invited me over to eat with you.
You're looking up the wrong skirt. You'll find no satisfaction here.
That may be, Mr. Bundy.
Palmer lights a cigarette and blows out the match.
The police have nothing, not on the burglary or anything else.
Ted waves his hands over his head.
Why would I want to steal anything or, God forbid, rape and kill some girls? I'm a recently baptized Mormon in good standing, working my way through law school, who has no problem with the ladies.
That's true. It does seem odd that a reasonably attractive young man, filled with religious fervor, who served on a crime prevention advisory commission, worked in emergency services and crisis centers, and is pursuing a law degree, would either have the time or the inclination to commit heinous crimes against young women.
I agree with that.
Unless.
Ted's brows furrow.
Unless what?
Palmer takes a long, slow drag, waiting several excruciating seconds to release.
Unless the killer wanted to create a facade and understand how the system works, so he could use those to his advantage.
I didn't do any of it. And if I did, you'd have nothing.
Palmer can see Ted's veneer cracking, the monster exposed.
But, Mr. Bundy, you just said we've got nothing.
I mean that if I were raping and murdering those girls, which I'm not, none of them would have gotten away.
Not like the one that climbed out of the killer's passenger window in Murray last November.
The killer's sloppy. I'm not sloppy. And you have nothing because you're sloppy.
Palmer glares at Ted, takes another long drag. Sliding out from the bench, Ted stands by the table.
Well, I don't mean to be rude, Investigator Palmer, but my ride is waiting. And we're out of things to discuss.
He taps his knuckles on the table.
Thanks for dinner. I don't expect we'll be doing this again. You're not good company.
Palmer nods as Ted walks away. Watching Bundy climb back into the LTD and the vehicle drive off, the beast is nourished.